little pregame, postgame conversation now with Saugus High School football coach Steve Cummings. And, coach, welcome back to MSO and congratulations on the win last week. That had to feel good for you and the kids.
Yeah. You know, kind of put it together early, which was nice. You know, I was talking after the game. It's definitely the best start that we've been on since I've been here in the 2 years that I've been here. And, you know, just kind of being able to have a couple things. You know, we blocked a couple things up really well, special teams wise. We had a couple things that we wanted to run in terms of, you know, some special teams that worked out well. And, you know, we were able to jump out, which was nice. So we got a couple guys that seniors in the end zone before, so that was a nice little bonus to have for some of our guys that we have. You know, but overall, you know, we were able to execute. We were able to, you know, kind of dig in on both sides of the ball, and we were able to have a successful day.
Coach, once again, I've been asking about guys who are contributing that sometimes don't get any publicity at all. Obviously, you know, the skill position guys do, and maybe the captains do. But is there a player or two that you could mention that we haven't talked about yet that? You know, if you were giving out stickers for game balls or something like that, you saw in film that you'd be praising?
Yeah, I mean, we actually had a guy on our team got Herald and Globe Star of the Week, Kyle Surrett.
Oh, okay.
He's one of our seniors. He's one of our guys that does basically. I mean, he's a kid who last year was playing, you know, left tackle and defensive end because that's where he thought he could help this football team the most. Here, he's our starting middle linebacker and he's starting a wing back for us. You know, and on Saturday he had, I mean, you'll talk about a day, 18 tackles, a blocked punt, 4 pass breakups, a forced fumble, and he ran for 130 yards on 6 carries. So.
Good Lord, alright.
Yeah. I mean, midway through the third quarter, I looked at our defensive coordinator and said, like, you know, he's on every play. You know, every play you look at, when you see the pile getting up, he's the first guy, like, he's on the bottom of it. We were kind of like, we got to figure out how many he has to this kid. He's all absolutely everything.
Wow.
You know, but he's a kid who will literally do whatever it takes to make his football team better. You know, he doesn't care about the stats. I'm sure he could care less about, you know, the number of carries he gets. He puts as much effort into lead blocking as he does in running the ball. You know, he's just one of those kids. He's a throwback. He's one of those kids that I think could play football in any era. You know, give him a leather helmet, he'd be fine. Put him in the 80s, he'd be fine. He's a football player. And, you know, he's willing to do, he's one of those rare guys that you get that is legitimately willing to do whatever it takes to make his teammates better and to make his football team successful.
Coach, isn't that one of the great things about coaching and teaching? You know, it is all about wins at the interscholastic level. But then when you get down to a local level, hyper-local level, you want to see progress from your kids, win, lose, or draw. And when you got someone like that leading the way, it sets the example for the other kids. Like, you know, you can do this. You just have to work at it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's definitely something that we've addressed at practice with some of our younger guys. We'll say, like, you know, Kyle doesn't take plays off. You know, he doesn't coast through practice. I mean, at the end of practice, he's beat because he puts everything he has into it. And it's one of those things where we tell the guys, like, this kid, he's a senior captain. This is the effort that he's putting in every single day. This is something that you guys need to learn from. Like, this is why he's so good on game days, because he practices like that every single day. So it's definitely a lesson for the younger guys to look at, especially when they see him having the kind of success that he has on the field. And kind of getting a chance to look at, you know, everything that goes into that. It's not like he just shows up on Saturday and plays. He dives into our scouting report. He asks questions in practice. He is, you know, in on every single rep. He does all the little things, and it shows up big time, you know, when it counts during games.
Sounds like a future coach in the making.
Yeah, no, he's a smart kid, too. You know, he's got like a 4-something GPA.
Oh, goodness.
He's looking at a lot of different kinds of colleges. I mean, he's kind of got everything. You know, he's looking forward to the baseball season coming up in a couple weeks. And, it's kids like that that make you really happy that we were able to have, some semblance of a season this year, because it would have been a shame that, you know, I mean, I'm sure there are kids like Kyle all over the state that, you know, just love it. And, you know, for them not to get a chance to have anything this year would have been a shame. So it's guys like that. And I'm sure they're all over the state. But if those are the kids, that's the reason that you're happy that we're able to get in what we're able to get.
Absolutely. Great story, and I'm glad you told it, because that's that's so important. And, you know, other kids do check in on that. And it's great to have a kid who's, I'm going to say only a senior because of his age, but who's a senior and is a role model. That's pretty cool. All right. Now, coming up, big question mark this weekend. Swampscott has been penciled in as, if not the team to beat in the NEC, one of the teams to beat in the NEC. But they've only played one game, and you guys are going over to Swampscott. Is that Friday or Saturday?
Friday night.
Six o'clock
kickoff.
All right. So what do you have in terms of looking at these guys, and what are you seeing?
I mean, it's tough because it's one game with Salem, and you go to the first half. Swampscott special teams absolutely took over. They returned three punts for touchdowns. So, you know, they really only ran about six plays with their starting offense in the first half of that game. And they've had to replace a lot of guys off of the previous year's state championship team. We're kind of going a little bit blind. I mean, we know that athletes. We know scheme has been very successful. Coach Serino has done a great job with that offense, the spread offense, and finding gaps and finding ways to explore. So it's been a little tough because we know that we have four games on film where they can kind of look and figure out personnel and stuff like that. For us, with them, I'm sure they're still trying to work out some position battles. I kind of look back to where we were week two, not having a preseason, not having any scrimmages, still having some of those position battles that need to be worked out. So, we really don't know what to expect. We think we have a decent of what they do. I mean, they stay pretty disciplined to their spread offense. But personnel is the real big question mark. We don't really know who's going to be where or kind of, usually by this point in the season, you start getting an idea of where teams like to go and pick up tendencies and stuff like that. And it's not even like they had a scrimmage that we could look at. It's really just one game. And they were very successful in it.
Yeah,
they got great speed. They have good size. They're very athletic, and I'm sure they have a lot of kids that were able to get. They weren't starting last year. They put up a lot of points on people last year, so I'm sure a lot of the guys on their team got valuable playing time in some of those games where they got up big early. We're expecting a very, very good football team that we have to go visit on Friday night. That's got a great pedigree, great coaching staffs, great athletes. We know that if we're going to come out of there with a win, we're going to have to go earn it.
All right, finally, Coach, grading on a curve, because you can't really compare one school against another most of the time, for so many reasons this season, due to injury, but also due to the protocol and so on. But your own team, how would you give at midseason, I call it the halfway mark, how would you grade your own team in terms of where they were when you started and where you want them to be?
That's a tough one to answer because that's usually not something you start looking at till later.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I look at individual guys and seeing a lot of the growth that they've shown.
Okay.
And it's, again, with the limited preseason that we had, it's like we had no scrimmages, no nothing. I mean, we went, if you looked at our starting offense for what we snapped the ball with week one at Gloucester versus what we have right now, I mean, there's a lot of changes there.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those changes were because guys worked their way into a starting lineup. Some were due to injury. Some were due to guys just taking advantage of an opportunity. But I think we are a lot further ahead now than we were 4 weeks ago. The team that we have on the field now, I think guys are just, it comes with reps. It comes with what we're looking at right now is we've got, our senior guys who have been in the program for a while. We have an idea of what to expect from those guys, but what we're really excited about is we have a handful of younger kids, sophomore, freshman guys that kind of just see figuring out a little bit. Maybe not at the varsity level yet, but just watching a kid come to practice every day, and he's on the D line and he's using his hands a little bit better. He's reading blocks a little bit better. Some of your defensive backs, your younger kids were on the show team that they're playing man coverage with a little bit, more confidence in themselves. And I think that's the thing overall that you get excited about is just looking at the individual growth that a lot of these kids have. You see them coming every day. You see them putting in the effort and just seeing it pay off. And, it's one of those things where most people probably wouldn't see it because they're just coming to watch the varsity games, if they even can watch the varsity games.
Right,
these days.
Right.
We're really excited with the level of practices that we've had. The amount of competition that we have that goes into each session and, just watching guys accept what role they have on this football team and working to make that role into more than what it is. I mean, those are the things that we focus on and that we're trying to get better at.
I love hearing that. That's one of the things that drives me crazy in the stands is when parents especially start yelling and criticizing, or they'll talk among themselves loudly about the coaching. And what they don't understand is, your coaching is done 6 days a week, not necessarily on game day. I mean, you do direct on game day, and you still continue to coach and teach. But the coaching goes on five or six, and as you say, subtle changes, subtle improvements. Some, you're not going to see that sometimes during a game from the stands, and they don't understand
right.
that. But you do, the coaches do, and the kids do.
Yeah. Yeah, we always joke around, thinks this job is really easy. You just kind of dial up some plays, and you throw the ball down the field.
And
I think, a lot of people would be surprised to see, when we beat Salem the other day, it was a lot goes into getting to win a football game.
Mm-hmm.
You got to execute well. You got to catch some breaks. You got to take advantage of opportunities. And football games can go any one of. We always talk about how there's, your basic high school football game, it's going to be close. There are four plays that are going to determine the outcome of that football game.
Wow. Yeah.
And you never know when they're going to happen. So you got to play every single game like that's going to be one of the plays that's going to determine the outcome.
All right,
in those plays, you got to go make those things happen, and a lot has to go into, scoring a touchdown is really hard in football. A lot has to go right, and hopefully, you put you guys in a position where they can make plays and be successful.
Saugus at Swampscott, 6 o'clock on Friday. That is Saugus High School football coach Steve Cummings. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.